This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. A lawyer working with victims of historical gay hate crimes has warned that New South Wales's judicial inquiry into the violence is too narrow, including for survivors who want answers. Last Saturday, New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet launched the Special Commission of Inquiry, headed by Supreme Court Judge John Sacca. However, criminal lawyer Nicholas Stewart said the commission's terms of reference are too narrow, saying, "From a legal view, only a royal commission is appropriate for an inquest into what has been decades of targeted murders and bashings against the gay and transgender community." A regional Victorian mayor has been called on to apologise after likening homosexuality to paedophilia in a deeply offensive interview after voting against his council flying a rainbow flag. Last week, the West Wimmera Shire Council in the state's west voted down a proposal to fly the rainbow flag for the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia in May. The next day, Mayor Bruce Meyer went on ABC Radio to explain the decision. He said, "Gay marriage has been legalised, but there are lots of issues. You've got to equate this to... there are many people who want the Marriage Act changed so that 12-year-old girls can marry. There are a lot of people who don't want any age of consent, which would virtually legalise paedophilia." New South Wales has recorded its lowest number of new HIV infections on record, according to the latest data. New South Wales health figures show the state recorded a total of 178 new HIV cases last year. That number is a 36% drop compared to the 5-year average. Experts are now saying New South Wales could be one of the first places in the world to eliminate new HIV infections, ahead of the global target of 2030. The Esther Foundation, a taxpayer-funded, Pentecostal-linked women's rehab facility in Perth, will face a WA government inquiry after numerous allegations of abuse and mistreatment, including harmful gay conversion practices. The Esther Foundation has operated in Perth since the mid-1990s, with ties to Perth's Pentecostal churches. However, recent reports have alleged that residents who were same-sex attracted were told their homosexuality was a sin and a lie from the devil. They were subsequently forced to undergo harmful gay conversion practices. And the Australian Christian Lobby has launched a campaign that targets Liberal MPs who crossed the floor earlier this year to vote for amendments that sank Scott Morrison's religious discrimination bill. Last week, the lobby said it was launching its national election campaign that was powered by its volunteers. The lobby claimed that it had conducted a survey of 4,000 voters in some of the Liberal-held seats, which revealed that local voters were unaware of the truth about these Liberal rebels. That was your QNN update. Now to Jacqueline with your sport report.
The 5th Annual Pride in Sport Awards will be hosted by former Australian professional tennis player and Channel 9 commentator Cassia Delacqua. The awards acknowledge the achievements of LGBTQIA+ inclusivity in Australian sport. Nominations include athletes, employees and organisations with benchmark results from the Pride in Sport Index. The fundraising event will happen in Melbourne on April 27 and be live streamed. President of the Norwegian Football Federation, Leeds Klaveness, has raised concerns about the safety of LGBTQIA+ fans attending the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. The out lesbian spoke at the FIFA Congress in Doha, calling for the suspension of anti-LGBTQIA+ laws during this year's event. Draft guidelines have been leaked, advising schools in the Northern Territory how to support gender-diverse students. The Northern Territory draft guidelines on diverse sex, sexuality and gender identity in schools includes non-gendered teams, physical education activities and sports days. However, a Labor government spokesperson has stated the guidelines were absolutely 100% not government policy. And Australian Olympic swimmers, Emma McKeon and Emily Seaboom, have expressed concerns about competing against biological males. McKeon, who won 5 gold medals in Tokyo, stated having females racing against swimmers who are biologically male is not fair. 4-time Olympian Seaboom has called on governments and sporting associations to discuss how to include transgender athletes fairly with rules and regulations in place.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.